Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 29th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare and share these messages each weekday morning, and it's our goal to encourage you today. Thanks for stopping by and listening to our podcast. Today's message is titled, Seeking the Lord, and the scripture text is from an obscure portion of scripture from the prophet Zephaniah 2, verse 3.
Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger.
We had a busy day yesterday that took us through the eastern part of Lancaster County, through the heart of Amish country, where we passed lush, well-groomed farms. We came to a junction at the end of the country lane, and then we saw them, two young Amish boys standing at the edge of their pasture land. They were holding onto both edges of a wide, rectangular, handwritten sign that read, in large letters, Asparagus. Well, we rolled down the window and asked the price. $1 a bunch for this fresh delicacy. Well, Brooksine pulled $2 out of her purse and gave it to the young boys in exchange for two bunches of asparagus. Well, you can imagine what I had for dinner last night. It just so happens, incidentally, that neither Brooksine nor Astaire enjoy asparagus, so I had it all to myself.
Well, life remains good from our corner of the world today as we look out over God's green creation. We've had lots of rain. I checked the rain gauge this morning. We had 1.5 inches of rain overnight, and the plant life is thriving. However, it may not always be this way, for judgment toward unrighteousness is coming. It's happened repeatedly throughout history, and it's happening now in some regions of our world. To some, that's distressing news, but for others, it's an acknowledgement of the ultimate justice of God.
Zephaniah is one of those rather obscure, minor prophets whose messages are often overlooked by modern man. Incidentally, the phrase minor does not mean of less importance, but rather is that class of 12 prophets that generally are smaller in length in regard to their books. Zephaniah ministered in the same time period as Jeremiah and Habakkuk. Although the people had experienced a great revival during Josiah's reign, judgment was still imminent. Zephaniah and Josiah were distant relatives, both descendants of Hezekiah. And it's possible that Zephaniah was among the prophetic voices that God chose to serve, to stir Josiah's heart during this revival and awakening.
The daily verse expresses several timeless truths in regard to God's will for our lives. God is calling on the humble to, and I quote, do what he commands, to seek righteousness and to seek humility, end quote. 2,600 years has not changed these fundamental aspects of God's will for his children. Zephaniah consoles his readers that they may be spared the coming wrath of God's judgment if they seek his ways.
Well, can you say today, can I say today, along with David from Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Can you hear God's solemn statement from Proverbs 3:34? He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble.
And listen to this familiar portion that Jesus stated, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Well, that, of course, is from Matthew 6:33. So many are seeking fortune, fame, notoriety, beauty, strategies against aging, and the list goes on and on. But above all, we must seek the kingdom of God, which includes righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Can we honestly accept Paul's commendation to the Romans as if it were written directly to us today? Romans chapter 16, verse 19 says, everyone has heard about your obedience, so I am full of joy over you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil.
Well, today let us hear and apply these ancient words of the prophet Zephaniah in the scriptures and determine that we will, and again, a quote, a portion of the daily verse, we will seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands.
Let's pray together. Father, may we desire to do your will, to hide your word deep in our hearts so that we will not walk in the ways of sin, but instead the paths of righteousness. Help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness above all, so that we will do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our Lord and God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a joy to share God's word. We've shared lots of scripture in today's message. We post these messages each weekday to our website at dailyencouragement.net. We do also have some photos up today and some suggested music, including what just may have been the very first portion of scripture that I ever recall learning set to music, the wonderful song, and many of you have heard it and sung it, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Have a nice audio version of that placed on the site today. Well, blessings to each one of our listeners. May God continue to help us to be God seekers.